Welcome to Faye's Knowledge. If you're interested in learning about business, marketing, and personal development, this podcast is just for you. And I say it's just for you because in order to fail, we have to be willing to try. And once you try to do things for yourself, now you're learning and gaining the experience for yourself, which turns into knowledge. So this is the right podcast for you if you're looking for business, marketing, and personal development information, because now you have a chance to learn from others that have been through what you're currently going through or currently having experience, and this is the place for you to grow and develop to help become the best version of yourself. Subscribe to this podcast, and if you really enjoyed towards the end, leave a comment on your biggest takeaway from this specific episode, so that way we can deliver more content, more audio, more videos that can not only help you in your journey but can help propel you. And by propel, I'm actually saying that can help grow and push you forward in your journey. Again, welcome to Failure's Knowledge. Enjoy this episode, and please don't forget to subscribe and wait towards the end and leave a comment about this specific video, your biggest takeaway from this.
And you, oh, Ecamm error. Hold on. I'm plugging it back in.
Can you hear me now? I can't hear nothing. Oh, that's probably why. Hold on. Okay, can you hear me now? Hopefully this thing working now. Hopefully this thing is working. Yay. Okay. Babe. Okay, you can hear me. Okay, good. Thank you for letting me know. It's fixed. I appreciate it. I would have been talking for an hour and a half. Wouldn't even know that the audio wasn't even working. I don't know why it wasn't working. Okay, now I see it's giving me indicators that it's working now. Okay. Bit. I appreciate it. Thank you for letting me know. I am Tamaya. I apologize if I said that incorrectly. And so when I was in it, as I was sharing the story around learning a new skill, when I was in high school, I had to take a lot of pointless classes that I really wasn't engaged with. Like, I didn't have no interest in, but I had to take it anyways. I had to take a certain class every year in order for me to get my high school diploma, in order for me to graduate, in order for me to walk through the stage. And as I'm learning and going through high school, the classes that I'm taking, I probably won't never use again. I probably won't ever learn anything about it. What was the fact that I was able to pass? When you learn a new skill, sometimes you have to be introduced to something new. It's not the fact that you're going to use it for the rest of your life. What matters is that you get introduced to it. And one thing that I learned while going along this journey is that a lot of people often say that high schools don't teach you this. Like, the school system do not teach you this information. And as I start to grow and develop within myself, like, they're not supposed to teach that. If you really understand, like, the curriculum within the school, it's just to help you understand, like, the direction that you like to go. If all these additional classes get included into the school, how does the students gain, like, the basic knowledge of classes that they probably won't even use? Now, don't get me wrong, financial class or classes around money is very important, it's very vital, but it's not in the school curriculum. And as I got older, I'm like, why am I learning all these pointless things? Like, why are these things even matter? Why do you have to have so many different, extracurricular classes? Like, why do you have to go to gym? What? We had to go to gym class. And we went to gym class. It wasn't even nothing, like, really something to learn, but it was really just like, okay, you're getting a basic introduction to health. You're getting a basic introduction to moving your body. Even though it's gym, you still have to participate if you want to have fun. You still have to participate if you want to pass. They want us to pay for that information. Right, absolutely. I am Tamaya. Am I saying it right, Tamaya? Yes, they do want us to pay for that. Yes, you're absolutely right. And what happens is that when a lot of people say that they don't teach that in the school district or in the school system, why should they? Why should they? When I start to really pay attention that any skill can be learned, like, these teachers, these professors, these doctors that's in these organizations, that's in these schools teaching, they understand the skill. They understand the profession. They understand something that they can teach to the students. It's not like that the teacher that's teaching a particular subject, let's use algebra for instance, for the teacher that's teaching algebra, the students might not even go into the field of algebra. But this one particular student, this one particular teacher, or one particular professor invested their time into this one subject to learn. You see, when you learn a new skill, you have to keep learning the skill. It's pronounced like a singer. Tamaya. That's crazy. Tamaya. 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 Tamaya? Tamaya. 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 Okay. And so what I learned is that the teacher, Tamia, my apologies. Thank you for correcting me. One thing I also learned is that when people mispronounce other, like, people names, like, we don't correct people. I'm learning how to correct people when they say my name incorrectly. Like, my name is Terrell rather than Turl, or my name is Terrell. So I appreciate that. I'm going to Tamia. I got you now. And so in school, the person that goes the extra mile to learn this particular subject becomes someone that can teach the subject, becomes someone that understands the subject, becomes someone that has a full understanding of what they're teaching. Not saying that what they have learned they're going to use in their everyday life. Well, it depends on your industry. It depends on your profession. If she's an algebra teacher, well, she needs to continue to learn about algebra. And I don't know why I'm stuck on algebra, because there's a lot of things that go inside of algebra. There's a lot of different formulas. There's a lot of different numbers. There's a lot of different equations that you have to consider when you're trying to think of a number, when you're trying to think of locate the answer. What happens is that since any skill can be learned, you have to identify the skill that you like to perfect in so you can grow within it. You can only grow within a particular skill when you get introduced to something. Now, I'm not saying all the other classes was irrelevant or wasn't important, but it was something that the school district or the school itself makes the students do just to get a basic understanding of it. And you have to pass it to show that you understand, that you have some knowledge of it. More teachers have to pick up other classes because the schools need help. Well, sometimes, you know, that's the thing. If they have a skill in different subjects, they can teach that. If they have a degree in different subjects, they can definitely talk about that, because they went to school to learn something about that. And the reason why I'm around school is because once I graduated from high school, I thought I wasn't going to go back to school. I thought I was done with school. I thought I was done with learning. And when I got older, and as I continued to progress through my journey, through my process, I've learned that you don't stop learning. You just improve on what you already know. Because when you know something, you start to dive in deep with it. You start to understand. You start to really be open to the information, because the information was introduced to you. When you are introduced to the path that you like to pursue, to knowledge that you like to be a part of, really understand, you really have to consider that it's going to take time to fully understand what it consists of. You really have to consider that, because in order to be proficient in the skill has to be introduced to you. See, school don't teach you how to be human, so we're always going to learn something new outside of school. Tamia, that's why that's so important. You just hit it right on the nail, because school only teaches one thing. And since it teaches one thing, it's up to you to learn something new. Like, the skill that you're learning in life, there's something there's something that can catch your eye. And when you get introduced to the topic, to the subject, to the environment, you start to really dive in deep with it. Because as you're diving deep with it, you're introduced to it. School is just to say, these are the classes that we're going to teach. Hey, if you have interest in it, hey, just keep going on. Just continue to go on. If you don't have interest in it, you still got to take it. In life, when you go outside of school to learn something new, you have to identify the skill and the reason behind the information and continue to learn what's there, and continue to learn what's present, and continue to identify the skill. There are skills in everything that we do. To cook, that is a skill, because you have to mix the ingredients all together. You have to cook on the stove. You have to put the ingredients and put the food together and make something out of nothing. Because the food is raw. The food is raw. And to cook something, you have to put it on the stove. You have to develop the skill. Know when to time it. Know when to, how long to stir it. How long to cook it. How long to keep it on the stove so it's not dry. It could be anything. The skill is something that has to be introduced to you. And as it's being introduced to you, you have to recognize that it's something new. It's something new. It's something new because you haven't been doing it your whole entire life. You just
got introduced to it. And it's important to know that when you see something that you have interest for, or that you have idea for, that sparks your curiosity, you have to be willing to learn more about it. Because the skill only gets developed when you are able to develop the knowledge. When you are able to develop the information that's being presented for this particular skill, why is this particular skill even here? Why does it matter? I remember when I first started making videos, I wasn't as confident as I am today. When I started making podcasts, I didn't even know the name of the videos I was creating was a podcast. I was creating videos because I knew I just wanted to help others. I just knew I wanted to put myself out there online in a way that's going to help others. But what I didn't recognize is that it was a skill. Me going live every day is a skill. Me communicating is a skill. Me learning how to read the audience and communicate with the audience is a skill. It's not the fact that it's not a skill that can't be learned. It's a skill that got introduced to me not even a half a decade ago, like my whole entire life. My whole entire life, my mama made us communicate in a way where my queen say you're helping others. There's a way where you have social skills. That's what it's called. Yes. My mama, she forced us to communicate. I remember this one time we went to the dentist. We was like maybe 3 or 4 years old. Like, we was young. And so we go to the dentist. And as we're going to the dentist, we're filling out the application. We're young. But my mama is making us fill out the application. And so as we're filling out the application, she's making us read the information. Now, some of them words that was on this application was too big to even pronounce. And so as I'm filling it out, I'm like, Mama, what is this? She tell me, okay, I'm filling it out. Mama, what is this? I'm asking because these words are unfamiliar with me, are unfamiliar to me. You see, as we continue to go to the dental shop, every time we got better. It might have taken an hour, 2 hours, 3 hours. Luckily, my mama caught all the work, so we can take as long as we wanted to. But it's a skill. To fill out an application is a skill. To read is a skill. To write is a skill. But you have to continue to learn this new skill. You have to continue to understand this skill. Because what happens is that when you get introduced to something, how can you develop the skill when you just got introduced to it? You see, that's what school is all about. That's what school is for. Like, it's an introduction to knowledge. It's an introduction to learning. It's an introduction to new information. You can't learn new information if you're not seeking a new skill. If you're not seeking to improve on the skill. If you're not seeking to develop the skill. The skill only gets developed when it's introduced to you. Because now you start to recognize how and why it matters. How you can improve, how you can get better, and how you can grow within it. Because if you're not able to grow within this one skill, how can you get better in it? Because what happens is that a lot of people down talk themselves and understand, and they talk themselves out of the skill. Like, okay, you can't. I'm in college right now, and I'm going for business management. Excuse me. And my business management class, I have to take different class. My first class was like introduction to computer science. So I'm thinking like, okay, I'm thinking I have an understanding of the computer. I have a laptop. I'm familiar with it. Like, this class, what is this class for? And so the class start and I attend the class. And then the professor, she gives us an assignment to complete. But as I'm completing the assignments, I'm like, I didn't even know this information. You see, when you get introduced to new information, you don't know what you're doing. You don't understand why it's important. You don't understand why it even matters. See, I was able to learn about the Microsoft Office family, the PowerPoint, Excel, and then it was one Word document. I'm thinking all you have to do is go in the Word document and start typing. No, 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 no. There's a way that you can use this software to be more efficient, to use it correctly. And so I asked my professor one day, I said, so, you know, you've been working in this industry for a long time and you were able to see changes come before technology was improved, before social media was here. Like, why do you think technology is important? And she say it improves productivity. And as it's improving productivity, you're getting introduced to something new. She also mentioned that the people who are older have hard time with the new technology because the new technology is so confusing. The new technology is so overwhelming. The new technology is so much that goes into that. You see, when you get introduced to a new skill, you have to be willing to understand that you have to learn what you're doing. You have to put time into the skill because to develop the skill, has to be focused on. You see, what happens is that the introduction doesn't stop in the beginning. What happens is that you learn more about the skill. You learn more about the skill because any skill can be learned. Any skill can. I remember when I was in the Marine Corps and we had to change a tire. Prior to me joining the Marine Corps, I never changed a tire. So I wasn't familiar with changing a tire. And so when I went to the Marine Corps and I graduated boot camp and I went to the training and I got to my unit, my job, we had to drive the military vehicles, but my job consisted of changing the tires sometimes, replacing the rim sometimes. You see, that's a skill that has to be learned. To change a tire, you have to be willing to know how to loosen the lug nuts. And what a lug nut is the nuts that's holding the tire together, because once you tie it so tight, now it's on there. If the lug nuts are not on there tightly, the wheel can come off. I remember this one time, one of the people that I was in the unit with, I don't think he'll mind me sharing this story. But it was my dog, my roommate. And it was a thing called a water bowl. So a water bowl is kind of like a tank that you drive on the back of a vehicle. And you take it to like a particular place for the people that's in the field so they can have water to drink. So we called that a water bowl in the Marine Corps. I don't know if it's called anything else and everything else. Water bowl, Marine Corps. I don't know if it's called anything else in any other branches, but it's called a water bowl. So it's not necessarily a bowl per se. What it is, it's a tank that has a lot of water in it, and you have to drive it to where the other Marines are in the field at. That's crazy. Hello. Excuse me. Marine Corps truck. I'm gonna put truck. Oh, yep, right here. This is kind of like a trailer. What a trailer is that it go on the back of a 7-ton. This vehicle right here. Hold on. This vehicle right here goes on the back of this. See, right there. Let me see if I can zoom in. Oh yeah, I can zoom in. No, I can't zoom in that much. Okay, anywho. This right here is called a water bowl. So this thing right here has a lot of water within it. And since it has a lot of water within it, you have to take it to a place where the other Marines or the people that's in the field are located at. And so my roommate, he was driving the water bowl. But as he brought the water bowl back to where everyone was at, he forgot to take the brake off. And so when you leave the brake on the water bowl, it's locking the wheels, which means that the wheels are not rolling. The wheels are stuck in place, but it's being dragged. And as it's being dragged, the wheels are not moving. The wheels are not rolling. The wheels is being dragged across the parking lot. So as it's being dragged across the parking lot, it eventually blows. Like it eventually explodes. Well, I don't necessarily say explode, but it eventually lose air. And as it's losing air, now this wheel has to be replaced. Has to be changed. Because the wheel that was on there was not good anymore. You see, to change a wheel, to change a tire, you have to understand what the skill is. You have to know how to change the tire, what equipment to use, how much pressure to use. I remember we use this thing called the torque wrench. The torque wrench is to tighten up the lug nuts just a little bit. Like, it makes it extremely hard to take off. But to learn this skill, you have to be willing to be introduced to it. And so prior to him busting the tire, we was practicing changing the tires. We was building the skill before we even needed the skill. And then once we needed the skill, we started using the skill. You see, when it's an when you get introduced to something new, you have to start using it. You have to start using it. The second point I want to hit on is that you start using the skill. Start using the skill. Start using the skill. Start using the skill. Because what happens is that when you get introduced to something, and it's only an introduction, meaning that you're only seeing it one time, you're only seeing it for the first time, since it's introduced to you, you're going to forget it because you're not even paying attention to it. You're not even using it. You're not even aware of it because you got introduced to it. You got taught to it. You got taught about it. But since you got taught it, since you got taught the skill, you're not necessarily paying attention to the skill. You see, what happens is that when you focus on the skill that you're learning and start doing what you just learned, it makes a big difference because you're able to grow within, you're able to develop a skill even more. And when you develop a skill even more, you really understand that there's a process behind the development. How do you develop and understand you're developing in a way that's going to help you even more? You can only, any skill can be learned. You just have to be willing to learn it, to be introduced to it, to see it for the first time, and then start acting on it. Because what happens when you act on the skill that you have developed, or the skill that you are learning, it can be developed. When I decided to go to the Marine Corps, I had no prior experience of me being in the military. I wasn't even expecting to go to the Marine Corps. But I ended up speaking to a recruiter, and I ended up going to the Marine Corps training. So prior to me going, I'm trying to watch videos on how to be a Marine, or what the Marine daily life consists of, or what do they do on a daily basis. And so as I'm watching the videos, I'm not getting that much information from it. I'm not getting that much information from it because I don't have the skill to be a Marine. So not only do I not have the skill to be a Marine, I don't know where to begin. I'm trying to watch it on YouTube, but YouTube wasn't helping at the time. Me watching that video wasn't helping at the time because it didn't give me no type of information I was looking for. It didn't give me the skill that can help me develop even more because I didn't know I needed to learn how to be a Marine. You see, what happened is that when I went to boot camp, like when I actually went to boot camp, we had a pre-training week, which means like when you get to boot camp training, that first week, you're not actually in boot camp. That first week, you are not actually in boot camp. What you're in a pre-boot camp because you have to do your paperwork, you have to do your shots, you have to register, you have to make sure like all your paperwork is good. So that entire week, you're getting introduced to being a Marine. So the first week, it feels like it's a breeze. It feels like it's good. It feels like it's not going to be that bad for the next 12 weeks. You see, what happened is that when that first week ended, and then the next week came, we got introduced to real Marines. Not saying that the people that was over us wasn't real Marines, but what we were doing did not consist of real Marine training. Because we had to learn the basics first. We had to get introduced to it. So when we actually got the full introduction to the skill, now it's something that we have to pay attention to. Because there's a difference. There's different people within the Marine Corps training. There's different groups. There's different organizations. There's different environments. You see, what happens is that when you get there, you're getting introduced to the environment. And then, as you continue to stay there for the next 12 weeks, you're able to learn the skill of being a Marine. And I remember this one time, it was a highway called the Recruit Highway. And what this highway is a highway full of recruits, which means that when a recruit is on this highway, The drill instructors who are passing by, who are walking by, they can they can interact with the recruit. And a recruit is a new member of the organization. And so they get to interact with the recruit. And as they're interacting with the recruit, they're on the recruit highway. You see, there's different phases of skills, there's different phases of information. When you start using the skill, you start to recognize the information that's there so you can understand who you're becoming and why you're becoming this thing and why you're learning this skill and why you're developing this habit. You see, even though I was in San Diego, California training, I was in this training learning how to be a Marine. The skill of being a Marine has to be taught from a Marine. So the people that was over us were Marines. The reason why I'm saying this is because when you would like to learn a new skill, you have to go to the one who understands the skill. Because when you go to the one who understands the skill, they can teach it to you at an introduction level where you can understand it. They can teach it to you when you fully can start fully understanding what it is. Because what happens is that you're able to identify the lessons, the information, the history that goes into the skill. There's many different skills that we can learn. I remember when I wanted to train and get back in the gym without me playing football. It was a skill that I had to develop because I had to be willing to train by myself. When I was playing high school football, I was training with my teammates. I was training with others. I was training together. You see, when you get out of high school and you graduate and you leave a togetherness or a community, you have to be willing to develop a skill for yourself. Because when you develop a skill for yourself, you can start learning more about it. So as I'm training and going to the gym every day for myself, I have to be willing to understand what I'm doing, why it matters, and what's the information behind it. Why do I need to go to the gym? Why does it matter? Why is it even important? You see, it's important, and it matters because it helps you stay healthy. It matters because you're able to have a healthier lifestyle. It matters because you can stay in shape. Now, when I was younger, I wasn't really necessarily worrying about staying in shape because I'm young. You see, as you get older, you have to force yourself to develop a skill, because when you develop a skill, you're learning new information. And see, the reason why that's so important is because when you start using the skill, you have to learn and be introduced to it. And as you're introduced to it, you have to start acting on it. You have to start learning. You have to start doing it every day. See, when I went to the Marine Corps training, I'm learning how to be a Marine every single day, because I'm there every single day. And the skill has been developed every single day. You see, when you have a skill, you have to be willing to develop it every single day. Why? Because it matters to what you learn. It matters what you're getting introduced to. Unlike high school, the classes that I was taking was just so I can pass and get to the next level. In life, you can't pass a skill. You have to be willing to understand what the skill is, because it grows, it develops. There's a lot of information here. I remember I was in my history class when I was attending University of South Florida. As I'm attending University of South Florida, I'm in this history class. I'm getting introduced to history in a way what I wasn't familiar with, right? So it was this guy named Marcus Garvey. I've never heard of him before until the class of history. And so as we're watching the documentary, as we're watching the video, as we're watching the training on this phenomenal being, I'm trying to figure out who this is. I'm trying to figure out, how did he develop the courage to even go around the world so people can start knowing who he was and what he stood for? And so as we are learning the training and learning more about what he's doing, not only are we learning more about the history, but we're learning more about how Marcus Garvey impacted the world. There's a quote that says, "The pen is mightier than the sword, but the words are even sharper." Because when you know a skill and you see the benefits behind what you have learned, you would like to teach others. You would like to show others. You would like to explain and help others learn a new skill. You see, you only learn a new skill when you're open to learning a new skill. You see, what happens is that when you start using the skill, you start developing in a way where you can grow and improve within yourself, where you can establish yourself, where the skill is going to be here. And as it's here right in your palm, right in your hand, right in your sight, you're able to develop because you're able to grow. You're able to explain what the skill is, and skill is only helping you grow and expand yourself. You see, when you understand that the skill can be learned, any skill can be learned, you just have to identify the skill that you would like to learn and start using it every single day. Every single day. You see, now that I'm older, I understand that communication skills has to be practiced every single day. Because if it's not practiced every single day, I can lose the skills of communicating out loud. I can lose the confidence of communicating to a whole bunch of people. I can lose the skill by having confidence to show up as myself. You see, what happens is that a lot of people start paying attention to you. A lot of people start recognizing your skill because somebody will come to you and say, "Hey, you're really good at this. How long have you been doing this?" I remember my first time going to this real estate event, and when I went to this real estate event, the speaker that was there, he asked the question, and he asked, "Hey, so what does real estate mean to you?" So prior to me going to this event, I read 22 books, and prior to me going to this event in 2022, I read 22 different books about real estate. You see, I read the books because I wanted to get educated on the skill. I read the book because I was open to the information. I read the book because I had interest in real estate. And so when I go to the conference and he asks a question, "So what do you think real estate means to you?" So when it was 2022 and I read 22 different books, I knew what it meant because I read it in a book. You see, when I answered the question, I said real estate is just like building generational wealth, and you're able to create passive income from it. Not only passive income, but you're able to make a difference while you're in it. You see, when I got done speaking, he not only said, "Man, that's a good response," but after the during the break, as we was on the break, he said, "Man, how long you been doing that?" I said, "Doing what?" He said, "Speaking out loud." I said, "Man, I just been talking and practicing when I'm at home. See, I learned the skill of just speaking to a camera, but at the time I didn't know I had a podcast." I said, "Man, I'll just be at home practicing the skill. I didn't even know it was a skill at the time." You see, many people's biggest fear is public speaking. The biggest issue with public speaking is that you have to speak in public in front of people. Why is that so scary? Because oftentimes when I started, I thought the audience was going to judge me as soon as I got on stage, as soon as I got in front of them, as soon as I start speaking aloud. You see, what I started to learn with this skill, with public speaking, with speaking out loud, with speaking to many different individuals, is that the people that's in the audience are not judging you. In fact, you're judging yourself before you even start speaking. And when you start judging yourself before you even start speaking, the skill that you would like to develop hasn't developed yet because you're not able to be confident in what you're saying. It was this video that I was watching a couple weeks ago, and they mentioned that was like when you are about to speak in front of someone and you're talking yourself out of it, you're nervous. Nervous is okay. You're talking yourself out. You're thinking you're not good enough. You're thinking that this is all about you. He said, "You're selfish." The guy I was listening to, he said, "You're selfish because you're making your presentation about you." And when he said that, he hit me different because I'm like, hold on. Isn't the presentation supposed to be about you? And he was like, "No. The presentation is supposed to be about the audience." You see, when you speak publicly, you have to make your speech about the audience. What are they struggling with? What are they going through? What are they experiencing? Well, Terrell, like, how do I find that out? How do I learn that? How do I present myself where the audience can relate to what I'm saying? See, after half a decade of speaking and really making and producing different podcast episodes, what I've learned is that when you're able to be vulnerable and connect with your audience not only see you in a vulnerable place, they see that you're teaching a lesson behind it. There's a lesson behind your vulnerability. You just have to have a skill to develop the lesson. You just have to recognize what the skill is, because when you recognize what the skill is, not only are you identifying what it consists of, you're able to learn the information that makes you even better. Why is this important? It's important because any skill can be learned. Any skill can be learned. When I started this live podcast episode, when I started, I said, I spoke with my mama about finance. I spoke with my queen about finances, about money. I'm speaking, I'm asking questions. You see, you have to be willing to ask questions to develop a skill even more. If you don't ask questions, how do you understand what you just got introduced to? You see, any skill can be learned if you're willing to put time into it. If you're willing to invest the time and energy to learn what it even consists of, what the language is, what the words is, where the knowledge comes from. You see, when you start using the skill, the last point I want to hit on is that you got to start teaching the skill. That's the last point I want to hit on, is that you have to start teaching the skill. Start teaching the skill. Start teaching the skill. And the reason why teaching is so important, because it shows that you understand what you're doing. All the years that I've been in school, all the years that I had to go to school, at first I just thought I was going because I was forced to go. In reality, I was going because I had to learn how to be a student. One thing that I always say about my mom, I haven't said it in a while, so I'm gonna say it today. My mama has 9 degrees, has 9 college degrees. And since I'm in college now, I understand that's a lot of school. I understand that the amount of work that she had to put into herself, the amount of work that she had to really focus on, that's a lot of school. That's a lot of school. You see, it's a lot of school because it's a lot of different courses, a lot of different skills that's been introduced to her. You see, 9 degrees doesn't come in 9 years. In fact, it come when it's supposed to. I don't even know the exact time that it came, but what I do know is that's a lot of school. Because you got to think about it. If you go to school for 9 years and you get 9 degrees, something ain't right. And what I paid attention to is that it took longer than expected. When you start teaching the skill that you have developed, you start to communicate to strangers who are open to listening. You can only teach when you have someone to listen to what you're presenting. This skill that you have been learning, and once upon a time, you were the student learning this new information. And as you're a student learning this new information, you become someone that understands the information, that understands the knowledge, that understands what the skill consists of. You see, the people that were over me when I was in the Marine Corps, they called drill instructors. When the drill instructors were guiding the recruits, the new people who joined the Marine Corps, when the drill instructors who have been in longer than the recruits, when they taught the recruits how to be Marines, they were already Marines because they've been doing it for so long. When a teacher goes to be an algebra teacher, she's going to be a professor to teach to others, because there's certain skills, certain knowledge, certain topics that has to be learned, by yourself to understand that this information is here to help you. This information is going to help your skill develop even more, because the skill is going to show you that the information that you're learning, you can now teach it to others. The information that you understand, you can now teach it to others. The information that you have developed for this skill, because you start acting on the skill, can be taught to others from your experience. One thing that I tried that I was doing in the beginning, and I learned how not to do, was that I was teaching things. I was talking about things that I wasn't doing myself. I was speaking about things that I wasn't doing myself. And even though I was speaking about it, I sounded like I knew what I was talking about. But it felt wrong to me because I wasn't doing the skill. I wasn't paying attention to the money because I didn't know how to pay attention to the money. And what it told me is that if you're not doing what you're learning is a waste because you can't teach the skill. You see, in life is going to show you that there's a lot of information that you can learn and that you can act on, that you can start doing today. And when you start doing today, you have to really prepare yourself to understand that the skill that you're learning is putting you in a better position, is transitioning you in a place where you go from learning to doing to teaching. Because there's someone that would like to learn the skill that you have developed. I remember when I was younger, a lot of people, well, as I got older, people would say that they don't teach that in the school district. They don't teach that in the school. Like, they're not supposed to. They're not supposed to teach about money and have a course around money. Because it's not in the curriculum. It's not in the school curriculum. And I'm going to, excuse me. It's not in the school focus, which means why should they be learning about it? Yes, I agree. It should be. It should be taught. But it can be taught outside of school. It can be taught outside of a organized place because you have to be willing to search this new skill. What this skill is going to do is going to help you learn something new for yourself. It's going to help you learn the terminology. See, when I first got introduced to Marcus Garvey, when I was in my history class, I got introduced to something that he was doing because he was doing it. Like, he went around the world trying to make a difference. He went around the world trying to show others that the pen is mightier than the sword. So he was educated, and he was going around the world that when you start to be educated, you start to learn the skill. When you learn the skill, not only are you learning the skill, you're understanding why this skill is important. What happens and why this skill is so magical is because it helps you recognize the importance behind learning the skill. If you don't know who Marcus Garvey is, Marcus Garvey, phenomenal person. I think he's Jamaican. I think he's Jamaican. If I'm not mistaken, I think he's Jamaican. And Marcus Garvey went around the world making a difference. I want to look up the quote. This is him right here. This is him right here. Marcus Garvey, the pen is mightier than the sword. There we go. It say the pen is mightier than the sword. When I read that, I wrote it down. I said, ooh, that's crazy. It says, okay. The pen is mightier than the sword. Which means if you're educated, if you know how to write, if you know how to learn, if you know how to be aware of what's going on, it's going to put you in a better position because your skill can constantly be developed. Your skill can constantly be worked on because you're working upon it. What happens is that when you start teaching the skill, you start to remember the lessons that you learned when you was introduced to it. When you was introduced to it, the basics is going to always be the basics. It just depends on who teaching the basics. You see, when I was in the Marine Corps training, the people who trained me are probably not drill instructors anymore. Are probably not in that particular place because they got a new set of Marines. They have new people teaching new recruits. So it's kind of like a cycle. I'm in this college class. Or I was in this college class. What is called microeconomics, and he says everyone is a producer, and what a producer is, everyone like produces thing, kind of like a producer, a maker of a film, of a song, of something. Like everyone is a creator, and everyone is a consumer. What a consumer is the one who's directing the film, one who's creating the film, the one who's establishing the film. The consumer is the one who's watching it. The consumer is the one who's paying attention to. The consumer is the one that the director is speaking to. You see, what happens is that there's a constant exchange from the producer to the consumer, and it's a constant cycle because we all produce just like we all consume. We all produce just like we all consume. So it's a never-ending cycle because to be a producer, you have to be willing to consume. To be a consumer, you have to be willing to produce. Why? Because we're all producers. We're all creating something. We're all watching something. We're all making something. When you understand the skill that's been developed, as it's been developed, when you start teaching it, you start to understand why the basics was really important. It's just an introduction. When you get introduced to a new skill, it's just an introduction. But it's up to you to use that knowledge and to make use of the knowledge. We went to this. It was a conference called the Money Is Conference. And we went to this conference, and this conference, it was great. It was phenomenal. They was talking about things that, you know, it was hard to speak about, such as finances, such as taxes. Like, I'm still learning about taxes, but they were just speaking about different things when it comes to money. And so the guy that was speaking, he was explaining, like, what a 401k, a Roth 401k. And he was speaking about it. He was explaining it. He was describing it. But I'm like, I ain't never heard this before. But my queen, she's in finances, so she was able to communicate the language. Like she was able to understand what the language was. And so as she's in finances, I'm taking a lot of notes. I'm writing. I'm in this conference, but the way he's describing, like, what a 401k is, like, he's trying to think about what to say and how to think about it. And every time he start thinking about a particular word, a particular way to say thing, he'll do this thing right here. He'd do the thing right here like, BS. He was like, you know how you, like, he was talking to a room full of entrepreneurs. He said it's BS to have no money at the end of the year when you have a business. I ain't never heard that before. So when he said that, I'm writing it down. Like, my pen, I'm left-handed. So since I'm left-handed, when I write on the paper, my letters be smearing against each other. So now I got ink on my hand, and I can barely read what I'm saying. And that's just, I'm barely reading what I'm saying because I'm left-handed. I have to try to make it out to what it actually says. And so when a guy is up there, and he's talking from the Money Is Conference, as he's speaking and speaking to the audience, every time he do this, he's going to say something on the lines of, like, it's BS, or that's not true, or you can't do this. And so when he was like, you have to, like, when you have a business and towards the end of the year, you have to spend all your money. He was like, that's BS. And what I learned from this, my biggest takeaway, he said, if the wealthy was doing and creating money in this way, in this area, in this space, in this hand, the not wealthy in this hand, this location, this place, is not doing and following the same rules as the wealthy. And it was confusing. I'm like, bro, what you mean? Like, it's different rules that they play by? He said, yeah, there's different rules that they play by because the people who don't have no money go operate off a different set of rules versus the one who has a lot of money operate from a different set of rules from the people who don't have money. So I'm just writing down. I'm left-handed. I'm writing it down. I'm spearing the letters. I can barely read it, but I'm writing it down. But it sounds so good. It sounds so good because I'm getting introduced to new information. I'm getting introduced to the new skill. He say, if you don't understand how to do something, never say that you don't know how to do it or that you're not familiar with doing it, that you've never done it before. When someone asks you to do something, say, yes, but how? How can I do this? How can I learn this skill? How can I improve on this skill? And it taught me that when you change what you're saying about yourself, the skill that you're learning is so important because it helps you identify how you can be better. And when you identify how you can be better, you just have to be introduced to the skill first. You have to be introduced to the knowledge. And once you're introduced to the knowledge, you're able to understand what the knowledge is doing for you. The knowledge and skill will do something for you. You just have to recognize that as it's doing something for you, you have to start using what you just learned. You have to start talking about it. You have to start doing it. You have to start practicing so you can have a better understanding of what the skill even consists of. Now, when you understand what the skill consists of, now you can start teaching the skill. Because when you teach the skill, you go back to the basics of the introduction and start helping others. You see, when you help others, now you're strengthening your skill because your skill is the focus. Now, if you really got value from this, make sure you hit that subscribe button. Now, in the comments, let me know your biggest takeaway on how you can learn any skill if you're willing to put time into learning and developing it. Let me know in the comments what your biggest takeaway is. I would love to hear it. I would love to read it. I would love to engage with you. If you got value from this, make sure you hit that subscribe button. And leave a review. And I hope y'all enjoyed this video. So I'll see y'all next time. Until then.